Citizens Climate Lobby is looking to expand the number of groups in Utah interested in encouraging public discourse around what organizers say is human-caused climate change. Members hope to include at least one group in each of Utah's four congressional districts, including Representative Rob Bishop's 1st congressional district.
We would like to see there be an active group in Logan.
Ben Mates is a CCL member from Salt Lake.
I think the air quality and climate change issues go hand in hand. Burning of fossil fuels is really what's causing both of those problems. You know, doing something about one would take care of the other one as well.
He says the nonpartisan lobby is pushing for a carbon tax that would tax fuels in proportion to the amount of carbon they release.
If there's a tax in Utah but there's not in Colorado, then it puts Utah products at a disadvantage, Utah businesses at a disadvantage. Whereas if we do it federally, you know, then everybody's on the same page, which would actually motivate other countries to adopt a similar tax on carbon.
If formed, the Cache Valley Group would help lobby lawmakers to support this legislation that would collect fees at the point of entry, whether it be at a well site, mine, or port. The initial fee would be determined by Congress, and he said would start out as low as $15 per ton and gradually increase each year.
It's a market-based proposal. It doesn't increase the size of government. It potentially could appeal to both sides of the aisle.
Representatives from Salt Lake's Citizens Climate Lobby will meet with Northern Utah residents Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Logan Public Library. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.